Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the role of sexuality and orgasm in Tantra and why it is so beneficial to have regular sex in your relationship. As you already heard, Tantra is originally a spiritual path, but other than most religions or other spiritual designations, Tantra is not an ascetic path but includes sexuality into the spiritual practice. We like to compare sexual energy with a wild horse. This horse is really, really strong and has a lot of power and energy. Sexual energy is actually the strongest energy that we have. It's creative life force energy. With this energy, we create life, we create babies. And most ascetic paths or religions are somewhat afraid of this energy because it's so powerful. It's this wild horse. When you try to sit on it, it may run away, it may throw you off, it may run in any direction you don't have any control about. And that's why the ascetic religions often say this is way too dangerous, that you get lost on the path, that you get attached to this energy, addicted to this energy, to these feelings that sex may create, and that it's better to walk. Not sit on the horse, but walk. But Tantra says, no, why not use this amazing, beautiful energy that we have for the spiritual practice? So in Tantra, you get the tools, you get to know what it takes to tame the wild horse, to understand this energy and direct it in the direction that you want to go, so that it's galloping directly to your goal and not leading you somewhere astray. And so in Tantra, this sexual energy is actually integrated into this practice. It's used, but it's also a path to really understand and learn how to direct this energy, and to then later on really go into states of expanded consciousness, also of enjoyment, of pleasure, of freedom, and on ecstasy, and use all those beautiful feelings for your spiritual growth. And when you look at orgasm, usually for most people, it's 2 or 3 seconds of immense joy, ecstasy, and pleasure. It's actually like a mini enlightenment, because in this moment, in this some seconds, most of the people I talk to, they don't think about anything. The brain is shut off. They have those feelings of bliss and pleasure and joy and ecstasy. And they're completely connected not only to themselves and the partner, but also to the universe, to some bigger energy or whatever. So they feel like one with their partner, they're melting with each other. The problem is that usually it only lasts some seconds and then it's over again. And then usually often the energy is lost, we're tired, and some people even drop into some kind of lower states or moody or they just want to sleep. So what we want to do in Tantra is actually to expand these states of orgasm, to expand this these 2 or 3 seconds into some minutes, into half an hour, into to really be in that state of higher consciousness, of unity, of connectedness and bliss for longer periods of time. This can only be done when we have different kinds of orgasms, because the normal orgasms most people have are explosive. This is the ejaculation for men and the clitoral orgasms for women, which means that pleasure gets higher and higher and higher. The body tenses up. And then at a certain point, boof, it explodes. You get the orgasm. And then afterwards, energy is lost. But there are also other kinds of orgasm, which are implosive orgasms. This is different because they usually happen when you're completely relaxed. There is no tension in the body. You relax into pleasure. And then when pleasure is growing, when excitement is growing, you still always try to relax. And then waves of pleasure can go through your body. Waves of energy can flow through your body. And this is something what people call also multiple orgasms, because it can be one wave after another. It doesn't stop. And it's not this one explosion and then it's over. But it can go on and on and on. And then you can also get in a certain, ecstatic state. It's not that you have orgasms for half an hour, but as you said, it's more in an ecstatic state, an orgasmic state you're in for long periods of time, where your consciousness expanded, where you feel this unity, where you feel this bliss. And that's what is interesting for the tantrics who want to use this energy for their spiritual growth, actually. But of course, you can also use it only for pleasure, because it's just really, really beautiful, and also heart opening and connecting with your partner. Which brings me already to the reasons or the benefits why sex is such an amazing tool, not only for the spiritual path as it's originally thought of in Tantra, but of course also for your relationship with your partner. Why is this? So I thought of 7 reasons why it's just amazing to have regular sex, which I wasn't aware of before. For me, it was just men enjoy it, I don't need it. But the deeper I got into it and also experienced different kind of sex than what you see in movies, but also this tantric sex, when I realized how amazing this is for our relationship. Because state of now, I realized that there's nothing that connects you so deeply on such a deep level with your partner. And if it's tantric sex, of course you can have sex just to get rid of desire, of too much energy, of your lust or whatever. You can have sex with a stranger which is completely not connected to yourself. Then it's not what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about deep connected tantric sexuality, because there it's sex that fulfills you on all levels. It's not just a physical act, but although also physically, it's the deepest way you can connect with your partner on a physical level. But it also lets your energies merge with each other. It lets you become one on different levels. It also opens you up as deeply as nothing else when your heart can can open, the sexual energy moving up through the heart, and also can create deep, deep states of love and connection. And also, as I said already, can change your consciousness, that you see things differently in your life or have insights about what really matters. And of course, it can also be a spiritual connection with your partner. So this connection is really one thing I wasn't aware of before. And I realized now, having tantric sex, how important it is to strengthen and deepen the connection to my partner more and more over time. The second reason, or the second benefit, is actually also that sex is healthy. There are amazing and a lot of studies nowadays that sex health benefits on the immune system, and especially also on managing your stress, because sex hormones actually reduce stress and depression and even help us sleep better. So yeah, it's an easy way to improve your health, actually. Sex also creates more energy and aliveness. This is something I realized, that I had a lot of stuck sexual energy in my hip, in my pelvic area, and it just made me heavy, it just made me tired, it just made me moody. And once I knew or got to experience and learn how to move that energy through tantric sex, I just realized that I can create so much more energy, and I felt so much more alive. And yeah, this is also amazing that you can use this life force energy also for your family, for your projects, for your work or spirituality, whatever is important to you. The fourth point is that sex helps you to move deeper into love and also self-love. As I already mentioned, often the sexual energy can help you to open your heart to really also the act of this deep connection with your partner, that you learn to trust, to surrender, to open up, to really learn how to give love, how to receive love, and to make this whole act an act of love and also empathy for each other. The fifth point is sex as a tool for transformation and healing. Because when we relax during sex, our consciousness changes. The rational mind shuts off and we get access to our subconscious mind. And there is not only the place of our intuition and creativity, which we can access through sex, that we have sometimes really amazing insights and say, yeah, this is the answer to my problem, which I didn't see during the day. Often it comes when I'm relaxed or when we have during lovemaking. But also it gets you access to your belief system and also to suppressed energies, to suppressed emotions that are still in our system. This may be scary at the beginning when you really open up during sex and emotions come up, old pain comes up, your partner starts crying, it's like, whoa, what's that? But it's also a great opportunity to heal, a great opportunity for transformation, to really let this old thing that are stored in your body, that are stored in your system, that create tension and affect, of course, also your emotional states. Once these emotions, this energy, stuck energy can flow again, these emotions can be felt, you will be free from them. You can let go. And so this is really also healing work that you can do in tantric lovemaking. And a lot of things change there for me also through yoni massage, through lovemaking, that I did a lot of emotions came up, but also a lot of healing took place. And sex can also help you to manifest the life of your dreams. Sexual energy is life force energy, as I said, is creative energy. And through sex magic, you can use this energy and also your subconscious mind to manifest the life you long for. When you focus and visualize the things you want to receive during lovemaking, during these expanded states of consciousness, you can use and tap into this power and use the energy to really attract these things and manifest them in your life. And last but not least, sex can also be a sacred act and spiritual practice. We already mentioned it, that this can bring you closer to the divine. When you focus on love, on the divine, on a prayer or a mantra during lovemaking and especially during orgasm, you can channel this whole energy to the divine. You can expand the consciousness, you can experience unity, and then sex becomes lovemaking, and lovemaking becomes a prayer, and this can be so deep. And yeah, as I said, I just encourage you to dig deeper into that. It can be such a beautiful source for transformation, for healing, for bliss, for growth, for love, for anything. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.